Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast. The Iowa basketball team faces its stiffest early season test tonight in the 2K Classic, taking on Bowl Bowl and the Oregon Ducks. How are the Hawkeyes going to do? 319-366-1600.
I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
Somebody said old Foster Brooks wasn't feeling too well. Huh. Ain't you feeling too good there, Foster?
You all right?
I am suffering a little bit.
Oh, from what?
From yours.
What's yours?
Well, martini, if you don't mind, on the rocks.
That's for Scott Unash, by the way, who requested. And we do occasionally take requests here on the open to the program. But Scott wanted a tribute to Roy Clark today. And how could you pass up a little Roy Clark picking and grinning featuring the one and only Foster Brooks? Welcome in. It is a Thursday edition of the program, back in the studio after a one-off Wednesday KGYM road trip at Mulligan's last night. Had a good time. Great to see so many people out there enjoying the show, sticking around to chat afterwards as well. Also good to be back in the comfort of the KGYM studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And we got a good one for you today. We have not one, not two, but three opportunities for you to win with us. We have a pair of tickets to see David Crosby at the Paramount Theater coming up later this month, Saturday, November 24th, as a matter of fact, and two $30 gift cards to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to give a chance to win those separately. So three giveaways for you today, and if that's not enough incentive to stick around, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette is with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Big Thursday night football game for two teams that pretty much need this one if they hope to get into the postseason. Seattle hosting the Packers for the first time since the 2014 NFC Championship game. Ryan will preview that game in a few minutes. Brian Davis with the Austin American Statesman with us at 5 o'clock tonight. He's the beat writer who covers the Texas Longhorns. Woodja on tap, and then the 6 o'clock hour. It's going to be iconic, folks. WWE's Peyton Royce is with us. She made some waves in the studio. She wasn't in the studio with us earlier today. We caught up with her on the phone, but she made some waves once some of the guys here in the building saw a picture of her. You talked to her? Yes, we did. And you can hear from her at 6 o'clock tonight. WWE, the holiday tour, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center. Also, Saturday, November 24th. So this is going to be a busy night in Cedar Rapids. We'll get you ready for Iowa's first big test of the season as well tonight. The Hawkeyes are in New York City as part of the 2K Classic at Madison Square Garden. They will take on either Syracuse or UConn later. But tonight, it's the Oregon Ducks, number 13 Oregon. First big test right out of the gate. Both of these teams 2-0. Expected tip-off tonight, 8:15. So it's going to be a late night for our Hawkeye basketball fans. Welcome in, and you can use the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600, to reach us here in the studio. You excited for a big early season test for Iowa tonight?
I don't know if excited is the right word. More than just, I don't know what word I can use to describe it. I'm wondering if this Iowa team can hang with Oregon, to be quite frank. The first two games of the season, Kevin Lehman, if you missed his segment on the gym class, you can visit kgymradio.com to hear the podcast, brought up the point that a lot of people are bringing up. Through two games, yes, Iowa is 2-0, but there are plenty more questions than there are answers about this team, and every single question coming into the season is still there. And I don't think any of those are going to go away anytime soon. So a big non-conference opponent, a top 15 team, can they avoid getting run out of the gym, quite frankly? So that's more what I'm looking forward to seeing tonight.
This is a young Oregon team. They've got 13 guys on their roster. Six of them are freshmen, and four of them are sophomores. And we've talked so much about Manute Bol's son, Bol Bol, 7'2". He's had double-doubles in each of his first two games so far, 12-12 against Portland State and 23-12 against Eastern Washington.
He's good. That's the thing about him. He's a lot shorter than his dad was. His dad, what, 7'7"? He's five inches.
7'2" can be considered short.
Yeah,
you're correct.
He's much shorter than his dad was, but he's much more athletic. He has some handles. He can shoot the ball. He's much more versatile, and he's going to lead the country in shot block. All right, he's going to be near the top of the country in shot blocks when the season is done. He's going to be near the top of the country in rebounds. So I think he's definitely one of the huge pieces to this team. But Peyton Pritchard, their junior point guard, that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. If Jordan Bohannon is at 100%, those two going at each other, two really good shooters. They run the offense very well. So, like I said, if Iowa on a neutral floor can make this a game and show some improvement defensively and just show some life in some of the areas that we're questioning them in against a good team, that's when maybe you can start thinking about them improving this season. Until that happens, I still think that the questions are going to hang over them.
Matt in Fairfax on the text line says if the Hawkeyes can stay within 10, even in a loss, it will help their confidence a bunch. We are talking about basketball, right? And not football. The Hawkeyes heading to Champaign this weekend. If they're not losing in Champaign. If they do, the entire coaching staff should have to walk back on Interstate 74. Iowa, by the way, only a 4-point underdog for the purposes of wagering on this game in Las Vegas. They do have a pretty high total set on this one. It opened at 152 points, but it's come down to 148.5. Still, that's a fairly high scoring. And this is Iowa, a team that can put up a lot of points, but also give up a lot of points.
319-366-1600. Is this the first time you are going to be viewing Iowa basketball this season?
That's a great question.
I think the answer for a lot of people is going to be yes. So I think from that standpoint, this sort of feels like the beginning of the season. You're not sure what this team is. You're sort of looking at them from an on paper standpoint, and I think a lot of fans tonight are going to be getting their first glimpses of them on the basketball court.
This could be a good first stiff test for Oregon too, because they beat Portland State 84-57 and they beat Eastern Washington 81-47. So they really haven't had a game where they've had to grind it out and finish yet. Both of those were easy wins. They sort of coasted. You can't really say the same thing about Iowa's wins.
No.
They won the games, but there was no coasting. And I think maybe I'm wrong on this. Is there a lot of trepidation among Hawkeye fans going into this game tonight? It's just...
There very well could be.
I don't know much about Oregon. Obviously, as I said, they're a young team, and this will be my first real look at them. Maybe this is a better question for you, but is there a Big Ten team that they're similar to? Don't say Michigan, because
no,
after watching them last night,
point.
Holy smokes.
I haven't really gotten to see this version of Oregon. When I was out on the West Coast, Dylan Brooks and those guys were still on the team. He's now with the Memphis Grizzlies and Tyler Dorsey. Those are good teams. This is a completely different team. And the Big Ten right now, if you're comparing them to Big Ten teams, there's going to be a lot of turnover in that league as well. So it's hard to judge this Oregon team right now because I don't know a ton about them other than Bol Bol is really tall and pretty darn athletic for his size. So, I'm going to be interested to see how many shot blocks he has tonight because he's really performed well in his first two games, but like we talked about, not against the stiffest competition. Neither team has really played a team with a pulse yet.
For those curious, Iowa has a winning record against all three teams in the 2K Classic. all time. I know that, and a hill of beans will get you something. But they're 5-1 all time against Oregon, 2-1 against UConn, and 2-1 against Syracuse. And many will remember one of those two victories over UConn back on November 11th, 1999, the first victory of the Steve Alford era, and one of three wins over a number one ranked team in Iowa history. Hawkeyes got a chance tonight, 319-366-1600. A little bit of baseball news today as well as we come on the air. The Minnesota Twins reportedly on the verge of adding to Rocco Baldelli's coaching staff. They are set to hire Wes Johnson as the pitching coach. If that name doesn't ring a bell, well, maybe you're not a college baseball fan. He's been the pitching coach at Arkansas most recently. Arkansas, which got to the College World Series, probably should have won the College World Series this year, except they blew it in Game 2.
Does he teach infielders how to catch pop-ups?
No, but it certainly sounds as if he is a very analytically minded guy, and that's the direction that the front office is clearly taking the Twins at this point. So if you're an old-fashioned baseball fan and a fan of the Minnesota Twins, you're probably a little nervous about this one. We'll sit back and see how it plays out. Let's go to the phone lines, though. 319-366-1600. Josh in Ely. I bet he wants to talk Hawkeye basketball. Josh, the floor is yours.
I appreciate it, guys. Just sharing my opinion, my thoughts. I can't say whether other Hawkeye fans are there, but as far as whether Iowa wins tonight, Iowa loses in a close game, Iowa gets blown out. I just kind of see the reception being lukewarm with this team until we see something that's going to raise our eyebrows come late January, February, somewhere in there. I think recently we've been, maybe it's just a narrative that I've written myself, but I'll be jaded until I see something other than a kind of faltering later on in the season, especially with some older guys. You know, I could think of the Utah years. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see where we go from here. I'd like to see him win, but the true test of where this basketball team's going to be for me is what they're doing in late January, early February. I appreciate it, guys.
No problem. Thanks for the phone call, Josh. You can follow him at 366-1600. I think anything sort of a blowout loss tonight is just sort of a shoulder shrug from me.
Yeah.
And they win the game, okay. Pretty impressive. If they keep it close, okay, it's still early on. You can go same thing for preseason rankings in football. I mean, where teams are at in mid-November is not where many of them are going to be come March. So I don't know whether Oregon is the 13th best team in the country. They happen to be right now, and they very well could beat Oregon tonight. I'm not putting it past them. But at this point, I just don't know. As you put it, this may be the first time most people are looking at Iowa basketball. Those first two games weren't even on TV. So this is the first time that an Iowa game has been televised this year outside of the streaming through the BTN Plus. And with this, I had somebody bring this up to me the other day, and I didn't really have an answer for them. But they asked me whether I thought the football team's recent struggles were going to compound early expectations for the basketball team. As in, because of the frustration with the football team, if Iowa were to lose this game tonight, is it going to be twofold on the basketball pro? Like, are they going to take some of that anger and angst over football out on the basketball team if they get off to a slow? I would hope not. I would keep those two things separate if you're an Iowa fan, but it certainly does the basketball team no favors to have the football team struggling right now, because you've got a lot of people that are looking basketball, wrestling, they don't care what it is, they just want something positive, and they're not getting it from the football team.
I think that last year, that maybe yes, because if you remember, there were a couple of pretty brutal losses by the football team, followed by the Iowa basketball team going to the Cayman Islands tournament and losing to South Dakota State and Louisiana, and effectively killing any buzz that was around the team preseason. So I thought that sort of put more more of a damper on the basketball team because of the football team struggles. But this year, I feel like there's just separate angst altogether. There's plenty of angst going around for both programs. And I think at this point, they're separate.
I have perhaps the most disturbing piece of news about Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes that I could possibly bring to you people.
Just totally
and we're going
disgusting.
To get to that coming up in just a little bit. But first, Sonny in Iowa City wants to weigh in on the Hawkeyes tonight. Sonny, what's up?
I agree with Todd on this. I think that that's a very astute observation that the basketball team is going to take a lot of unwarranted abuse as a result of the football team. And I think that the problem is lethargy. I think that if the basketball team comes out and we don't see any pop from guys like Wieskamp, and it feels a little bit like the end of last year ended, that it's going to be really bad for those guys. Because, like you said, we're not getting that positive feeling out of the football team. And I think that a lot of people, when you see a performance like the football team's had over the last little bit, it sort of looks like effort. I'm not going to say that those guys aren't trying, but you definitely get that feeling out of those kind of losses. And they're going to put that right on the basketball team unless we see some interesting stuff. Do they have to win the game? Absolutely not. They certainly don't want to be blown out, but we're just looking for something as Iowa fans to hang our hat on right now. So I think that's a good observation.
Thank you, Sonny. As always, are the football team's struggles bad for Iowa basketball? 366-1600. Have fun with that straw man tonight. Patrick Mahomes eats what on macaroni and cheese? Back with more after this.
Get more with McGrath. Hi, Jamie McGrath with my Sisters of Savings partner,
Lindsay McGrath. And right now at the McGrath Used Car Campus,
Black Friday pricing all month long.
And for good reason.
We're overstocked. Over 2,500 vehicles available with immediate pricing reductions.
Better known as Black Friday pricing.
All month long, shop a great selection of used cars from $29.88.
Used trucks and SUVs from $99.88.
Buy right now as low as $88 down.
With payments from $88 a month.
Selection savings. Get more with McGrath Used Car Campus.
In beautiful Hiawatha. From Acadias to Accords,
Camrys to Caravans,
Yukon, Sierras, and more.
Don't wait. Even if your credit has a few gravy stains,
nobody works harder to help you get approved.
And nowhere else in Iowa will save you more.
Black Friday pricing all month long.
The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere. I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Give and get more holiday together time with La Cantina. Give La Cantina gift cards to your family and friends so they can enjoy time together around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. And let La Cantina cater your holiday get-togethers so you can have more fun with your guests. Connecting with family and friends is what La Cantina is always about, especially during the holidays. So pick up gift cards and ask about catering at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your flooring with Tarkett. The Vibe Collection is 88 cents a square foot after sale price and 11% off. The Garrison Collection features a lifetime wear warranty, 106 a square foot after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 17th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Dave.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits. One very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Is that playout music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show, right here on KGYM.
You gotta be paving me. What in the hell are you doing?
That's exactly what I would say to Patrick Mahomes if I ever caught him putting ketchup onto his steak. Although, I'm not going to tell people how they should enjoy their cuts of meat. You want to take a steak and you want to burn it and eat it well done, that's fine by me. You're taking most of the flavor out of it. And if you need anything more than a little salt and pepper or some Montreal seasoning, you need A1 steak sauce, that's fine. You want to put ketchup on it? Okay, that's fine. We're not going to litigate this today. However, this is, by the way, coming too light because Heinz 57, the makers of wonderful ketchup products and assortment of other products, including here locally in Cedar Rapids, Heinz 57 has promised the Chiefs quarterback that if he throws 57 touchdowns this season, they will give him Heinz ketchup for life. He's got 31 touchdowns right now. So he'd have to maybe pick up the pace just a little bit on the back end of the season. However, the fact that he likes ketchup on his steak is not what truly disturbed me earlier today. He revealed he also likes to eat ketchup on macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Is that the most disgusting thing you've ever heard of someone putting ketchup on outside of a hot dog? 319-366-1600. Ketchup on macaroni and cheese.
Yes, that is the most disgusting thing
I don't even
want to
eat dinner tonight. I think I've lost my appetite. Do you mix it in? Or do you just put a blob of it on there and then scoop it out with the spoon? You draw letters or the alphabet, numbers on it. Remember, did your mom ever do that when you were a kid with like pancake syrup or ketchup on the eggs?
Yeah. This is painting a really disgusting picture in my mind. And it just is. The fact that that it's just ketchup and macaroni and cheese that's doing this. No, Mike, I could never see myself.
Mike from Marengo, is he 5 years old?
Yes.
You can ask that about the steak, too. But again, I'm not going to judge
that. He
throws
the ball like a 25-year-old.
I'm not going to judge ketchup on a steak. I'm going to judge harshly for ketchup and macaroni and cheese. Tony in Anamosa says his nieces and nephews dip green beans in ketchup, okay, like their French fries. That's okay. They're kids.
That's what I'm saying. Can we differentiate somebody who's over the age of 5 years old and uses ketchup in weird situations from people who are under the age of five?
6128 claiming it's delicious. It's also their first text to the program. So I don't know whether that's just a straight-up troll job or not. I've got a ketchup fiend in my house, too. My son can't get enough of it.
My little sister
and
also
he likes macaroni and cheese, but
loves ketchup.
I'm not introducing him to the idea of ketchup and macaroni and cheese. We'll give him some on French fry, like every fifth or sixth French fry. We'll take it, and we'll dip just a little on there. And then he just immediately ignores all the other French fries and goes straight to the one with the ketchup on it.
6520 saying that ketchup is okay on grilled cheese, so why not on mac and cheese?
Grilled cheese, are you talking about after you've made the grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Or before you cook it?
I would never have it on grilled cheese either, but I'm just not a huge, I guess I'm not the person to ask. I'm not a huge ketchup fan in general.
I've never had it on a grilled cheese sandwich afterwards. I've dipped grilled cheese into tomato soup, which is a good, natural, holy combination.
Right.
Ketchup seems like it's just a little outside the mainstream there for grilled cheese. However, the bread is going to give you a buffer between the creaminess of the macaroni and cheese or the melted cheese on the grilled cheese. The bread acts as a buffer. The ketchup, the sliminess of the ketchup and the sliminess of the macaroni and cheese, slimy and slimy. I got texture issues there. 366-1600, we are solving all the world's major problems today and creating a whole lot more for management here in the building, would be my guess. I hope none of them like ketchup on macaroni and cheese. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette's coming up with us in just a little bit. Kyle's got a big board update, though, as the text line explodes.
The Iowa men have their first real test of the season tonight, matched up with 13th-ranked Oregon at Madison Square Garden in the 2K Classic. Oregon's not only highly ranked, but once again is extremely talented, led by 5-star freshman Bol Bol. The son of Manute Bol stands 7'2", and so far this season is averaging over 17 points and 12 rebounds per game. He can also shoot out past the three-point line. Tyler Cook and the Hawkeyes will have their hands full beginning at 8:50. And you can see it on ESPN2. Meanwhile, over on the football team, Iowa's tight ends just keep ending up in the news, this time at least for good reasons, as both Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson were named Mackey Award semifinalists. It's a big week for Iowa State sports for a couple of main reasons. First of all, the 16th-ranked football team has what's probably its most consequential game in many, many years at 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday. The Longhorns have a very strong receiving core, but lucky for the Cyclones, Brian Peavy's tied with Georgia's expected first-round NFL draft pick DeAndre Baker as the highest-graded corner in the country. The other reason for excitement, however, is much bigger than football and, in fact, will benefit the entire athletic department. More details of the school's Sports Performance Center were released yesterday, and the Board of Regents is expected to vote and most likely approve that sometime today. It was a big day in high school football, with two state champions having been crowned already and one more coming tonight. New London began the day by claiming the eight-man championship 55-14 over Rockford, while Hudson is your champion in Class A 30-7 over AHSTW. And tonight, beginning at 6:45 exclusively on the main gym, you can hear Xavier battle Western Dubuque for the 3A title. After the show, we'll have Packers and Seahawks.
That's right. We are off at 6:45 tonight because of that Xavier broadcast, so we'll cut the 6 o'clock hour short tonight. 2325 on the text line says, a hot grilled cheese sandwich and cold ketchup is an amazing combination.
BJ on the text line
honey,
says,
honey, I know what we're having for dinner tonight.
Ketchup on steak, ketchup on mac and cheese. What is wrong with you people? Who hurt you?
Yeah, the listeners are going to drive BJ and Marion back to Texas with some of the things that we rave about here
Taco
in Eastern
pizza's
Iowa.
Taco pizza still good, BJ. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he lost. That's a battle he's going to lose in Eastern Iowa. He's anti-taco pizza. 319-366-1600. Cinnamon rolls and chili, get out of here. 6128, get out of here. That's Rick Swan across the hall. That's
a
Cincinnati thing, right? They put cinnamon in the chili.
They do.
It's absolutely disgusting. 366-1600, also disgusting. What happened the last time Green Bay played in Seattle? You may remember it as a seminal moment in Packers history. It cost them a trip to the Super Bowl. I don't think there's a trip to the Super Bowl on the line tonight, but the Seahawks and Packers meet in Seattle, and Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, who covers the Packers, is going to be with us next to help preview that matchup.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
They're unbeatable. The outcome every season is a given. I mean, that's the feeling most of us, myself included, have had when it comes to the NBA and the Golden State Warriors. Far more talented than any other team with an all-world Olympic-style roster. Playing out the season and the playoffs is frankly just a formality because, well, you gotta play. It's not like people are on strike. And then this happens. More and more details keep coming out. What Draymond Green said to Kevin Durant, that many Warriors are just tired of KD apparently making it all about him. That's shocking. That his impending free agency has become far too much of a story in the locker room. So now what? Is this dynasty starting to rip apart at the seams a year or two before we thought it would be ripped apart by actual free agency for guys like Draymond Green and Klay Thompson? See, eventually when you get personalities like these, Draymond and his outspoken will never play second fiddle self with a guy like Durant who is wildly selfish and at the same time consumed with what others think about him, this is almost inevitable. And I'm loving every single minute of it. In 60 seconds, there's a little LeBron there.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you. you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
I was hanging around Durham, North Carolina yesterday afternoon, not there for anything fun, but did drive around Duke a bit, unaware at the time that a few hours later, the most exciting player in all of college basketball would create yet another highlight video of himself. In the Devils' rout of Eastern Michigan, freshman Zion Williamson set Cameron Indoor into a frenzy again with his ridiculous display of elevation and power. I'm watching him with his head well above the rim, his football player build and sheer anger with which he dunks, and think almost immediately of LeBron James. I'm not saying Zion is LeBron, but when it comes to can't take your eyes off him qualities, he is similar. Watch Duke. Watch Zion Williamson. See for yourself what I'm talking about. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, Pro Black Friday deals are already going strong with big savings on trusted brands. Finish the job at any height with a Werner 22-foot reach aluminum ladder, now $119. That's a savings of $90. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Thank you for the education, gentlemen. You've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Welcome back in a Thursday edition of the program, 1600 AM. With you until 6:45 tonight. We've got Cedar Rapids Xavier playing for a state championship. Scott Unash ready to bring you that broadcast coming up. FM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM tonight. You're in for a treat. Thursday night football, the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. Something bad happened the last time the Packers played in Seattle, if I recall. Maybe our next guest can fill my memory. And I've tried to purge January 18th of 2015 out of my memory. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette with us. It's a date Packer fans kind of remember well, isn't it?
It's a date that will live in infamy. And, you know, the game technically is played at CenturyLink Field in Seattle tonight. I think every Packers fan would remember it as the scene of the accident.
the franchise sort of really has never recovered from that game, has it?
No, it hasn't. Even now, the repercussions of that game, they still reverberate around this franchise. The onside kick especially still hangs over this franchise. It was the second Super Bowl they haven't gotten to with Aaron Rodgers. It was entirely different than the 2016 season when they went to the NFC Championship game. I mean, that game when they went down to Atlanta, they were blown off the field from the very start. I mean, they were completely outmatched in every way possible against the Falcons. They dominated. They were the better team. There's no question. I mean, it's one of the only times that you can say this, especially in football. Football has a way of sorting itself out. Usually the better team wins. They were the better team. They were a better team than the Seahawks. They dominated 55 minutes of that game. And the last five, every single thing that could go wrong did go wrong, including the onside kick, the two-point conversion, even the coin flip, the not getting Aaron Rodgers back on the field in overtime. Everything went against the Packers. I've never seen a cascade of just negative plays go so heavily against one team for so long. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the scene of the accidents. The Seattle collapse. It's the onside kick especially is it's got to be right up there, if not the very most regrettable play in the 100-season history of the Green Bay Packers. They're on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, and somehow they didn't go through the door.
Ryan, this team is 4-4-1 on the season, and yet still not technically out of it in the NFC North. This is a key game for the Packers tonight. They need this win, right?
It's a huge game for both teams when you look at it. I mean, you know, the Seahawks are feeling good about themselves too, having just competed and almost coming away from Los Angeles with a win. They're now 4-5. The Packers are 4-4-1. The NFL did neither team any favors putting such an important matchup on a Thursday night, but obviously the Packers are at a much greater disadvantage having to fly 4 hours across country. 2 days, they left on Tuesday, left Green Bay on Tuesday. So 2 days after beating the Dolphins, they were on a cross country flight. So that's a big part of this game as well. But yeah, as far as implications, it's a potential springboard win for whoever comes away with the victory tonight. There's no question about that.
There's a lot of negativity around this team the past few weeks, and they've gone through the gauntlet of their schedule. But is there any sort of looking up for fans, realizing that pretty much everybody was right about Aaron Jones? He has succeeded, but for one fumble in New England, he has succeeded with this heavier workload.
I mean, yeah, so far, can he do 4 to 5 straight weeks of 15 to 20 carries? That's yet to be seen, but he's one of the more dynamic ball carriers in the league. That's what the numbers show. To not give him the ball more, it's limiting your chances to win, and that's not what the NFL is about. You have to maximize your chances to win. So, yeah, it's a risk because, you know, as running backs coach Ben Sermon said last week, I thought he put it really interesting when he said the risk is that Aaron Jones, his lower half muscularly, is not padded out like a lot of running backs in the legs, the thighs, the extra padding to absorb the hits. He doesn't have that. But he's so quick, he's so elusive, and he's so deceptive that it's very difficult to get a real hard, clean shot on him. So that's what he has going for him. The Packers, they really have no option but to give him the ball more if they want to give themselves every chance to win. But they have to be kind of holding their breath, too, that, you know, that he can absorb that kind of punishment.
You had a really good piece on Davante Adams recently, talking about where he fits in the pantheon of receivers in the league. Why is it that Davante Adams here in year 3 or 4 of his career is still kind of underrated nationally?
It's a great question. I think that there's multiple potential reasons there. The first being Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, he gets to play with that guy, and that certainly helps any receiver. So to me, Davante Adams caught his 35th career touchdown against Miami last week. He had two touchdowns, kind of for half their points, and literally it was just like, oh, that's just another week, because that's how good he's become, where he catches two scores and he's, oh, that's just, you know, same old same. But 35 career touchdowns, he turns 26 on Christmas Eve. So 35 before 26. Julio Jones didn't do that. A.J. Green didn't do that. Antonio Brown didn't do that. The only, really, you look at contemporaries, the only guy that did that was Odell Beckham Jr., which, considering he's playing with Eli Manning, is a feat into itself. But, you know, Julio Jones has Matt Ryan, you know. Yeah, obviously, Davante Adams has Aaron Rodgers, but Julio Jones has an MVP quarterback. That doesn't diminish his greatness. A.J. Green doesn't have an MVP quarterback, but Andy Dalton's been a franchise starter. Antonio Brown has a Hall of Famer at quarterback. So is the reasons beyond just the obvious in the quarterback? You know, Davante Adams thinks that he's still paying for what was a really terrible second season. He hit a sophomore slump that really put his future in jeopardy if he wasn't able to pull out of it. But he's on his way to his third straight double-digit touchdown season since then. So, you know, I asked Aaron Rodgers this week, you know, the natural instinct is to say, well, he's great because you're great. Why is that maybe not the case? His releases, Davante Adams' releases off the line of scrimmage are second to none in the league. And that's what Aaron Rodgers said, but many people have said that. Tremont Williams, a Packers cornerback who was covered when he was with the Browns, has covered Davante Adams, said that laterally he's so explosive. Like, everyone talks about receivers being vertically explosive. Laterally, you just dump the ball off to Davante Adams. He's so explosive. Side to side, it makes it really difficult in the open field. So there's a lot of there's a lot of things that he does great on his own that would translate to any quarterback.
Ryan, I hear a lot of Packers fans since Jordy Nelson, since the loss of Jordy Nelson, say that this offense is sort of lacking a deep threat. Is Marquez Valdes-Scantling starting to step into the, or try to step into that role?
Yeah, you know, the offense has had a deep threat since Jordy Nelson tore his ACL in the 2015 preseason. Jordy Nelson was that guy in 14. He had 7 or 8 touchdowns of 40-plus yards. It was an all-pro season. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is awfully young. He's awfully green. He's, you know, he's got to learn route adjustments better. He's got to, you know, he's got to become a better blocker, which is part of playing the position. But he's a 4.37 40, and he's 6'4". That size and speed is pretty special. And he's shown, you know, the big knock on him coming out of college was whether he could catch the ball, whether he had reliable hands. He's shown that. So, yeah, he's a guy that if you put on the opposite side of the field with Davante Adams, who is the master of those intermediate routes, that could be a really scary combination going forward. Now, that's not to say that Marquez Valdes-Scantling's arrived yet, but the physical potential is definitely there.
Ryan Wood with us from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Packers and Seahawks coming up for you on Thursday Night Football tonight on our FM frequencies. How's our old pal Mike Daniels doing up there? I saw him pop up on the injury report earlier in the week.
Yeah, the injury report itself is going to be a complete guesswork this week. I think Mike Daniels is in good shape, but as far as who's playing tonight, it's anybody's guess on a short week. But yeah, he's doing well. You know, he's been an anchor for this defensive line. I think he's really benefited from Kenny Clark's emergence. Kenny Clark's having a Pro Bowl season. He's leading the Packers with 5 sacks as an interior lineman. The two of them together, that is the strength of this defense. To have those two guys, Mike Daniels, a Pro Bowler last year, Kenny Clark, a Pro Bowler this year, it's quite a 1-2 punch as far as interior linemen go.
Speaking of injury report, what do we know about Randall Cobb's hamstring?
Yeah, it's a guesswork. It sure seems like it's unlikely that he will play. He did not play in Miami. But the other side of that is you have to wonder if some of those guys rested for this game. If I had to guess, I would say that Randall Cobb does not play tonight, but it's just a guess.
Last question before we let you go, Ryan. On December 16th, when the Packers are playing the Bears, is Chicago still in the driver's seat in the NFC North?
Yes, they will be.
Oh.
And that'll be a very interesting game. You go back to the opener, it just seems so weird because I was ready in the opener for the Packers to run them off the field. That's what I thought would happen. And obviously the opposite happened for the first half. It was 17-0 Bears. And now it kind of makes sense. Like, hey, Chicago's actually kind of decent. You know, they've got Khalil Mack. They've got a really good defense. Mitch Trubisky he hasn't arrived yet, but he's not screwing it up. And that's very significant when you've got that kind of defense. So, to go to Chicago, that looms as a very big game. And whoever wins that game has a very good shot, I think, in the division.
He's on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. Ryan, we always appreciate you taking time for us here in Eastern Iowa. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Take care.
The Packers beat writer at the Green Bay Press Gazette, and this is a big one, as he said, for both teams tonight. But when you look at Green Bay's remaining schedule, this is a really big one. They're 4-4-1. They've got, among the games remaining, they still have to play the Cardinals, the Jets, and the Lions. Those should be 3 wins right there. So, in theory, there's 7. And you pick off a couple more, and perhaps you're in the wild card discussion. I'm kind of with Ryan. I'm ready to cede the division to the Bears, who look really, really good. And we mentioned last night that they got that Week 14 game flexed into Sunday Night Football now, and everybody is ready to get back on the Bears bandwagon, and it's fantastic. I'm ready to cede the NFC North to them this year. If the Packers are going to make the postseason, they're going to have to settle for a wild card. And by the way, when Alex references there's a lot of negativity surrounding this team, he's talking about hearing me complain
about
that. No,
I'm not. I have a roommate who's a Packers fan as well.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
I have to admit something.
We're a negative bunch. I don't know what it is.
When you started prefacing the horrible incident in Packers history in Seattle, I have to be completely honest, I thought you were going to bring up the Fail Mary.
No, the Fail Mary is so far removed from Bostic and that play.
What is it about the Packers going to Seattle?
I don't
bad,
know. But
bad things happen.
I wasn't really necessarily looking forward to this game tonight already, and now that you've brought that up and put it back in the forefront for me, I'm really not. But I will be listening tonight on my drive home from the station. We'll have it for you as the Packers and the Seahawks get another week of NFL football underway right here on our FM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. All three frequencies are off at 6:45 tonight because of the Cedar Rapids Xavier title game in Cedar Falls. That's going to air on 1600 AM. An abbreviated program for you tonight, but still plenty more to get to, including Woodja coming up before we get off the air tonight. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you and a whole lot more back after this.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark cards are buy three, get three extra bucks rewards. Plus, Ghirardelli chocolate is BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin & Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
When was the last time you saw Guns N' Roses,
AC/DC,
Aerosmith,
Kiss,
Van Halen,
Queen,
Twisted Sister,
Journey,
Poison,
and Bon Jovi
all in the same night?
With a fiery pyro show, video screens, smoke machines, makeup, costumes, fire, and a virtually endless playlist, Hairball puts on a rock concert like you've never seen before. Coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday, November 17th. Tickets are on sale now at U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000. Presented by USAEntertainmentAgency.com.
Love music? Live sports?
Trying to get to the corner and put out of bounds at about the 39-yard line.
Smart Rock on Smart FM. Smart Sports on KGYM. Love sports?
Here's the snap back. Stovey surveys the field, has all day, throws a swing pass caught by Stovey at the 10-yard line.
Live music? Lock us in. Smart Sports on KGYM. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show right here on KGYM.
Well, that and a nickel get you a hot cup of Jack Squat.
Ketchup on filet mignon. Game over.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's from Michael on Twitter. That's
a crime against
humanity. That question was over and done with before it even got off the ground. That was like the first response. What's the strangest thing you've seen somebody put ketchup on? Filet mignon, boom, game over. It makes macaroni and cheese look like child's play, literally and figuratively. We're talking about the hard-hitting issues here in eastern Iowa today. Jeff Brom, by the way, has come out and denied a report that was emanating from Dan Dockich in Indianapolis today that he will be introduced as the next head coach at Louisville in 2 weeks. Brom addressed this with reporters after Purdue's practice today and also addressed the situation with the team. He says it's absolutely false and there's nothing to it, and no coach has ever lied about taking another job before ever, so we take him at his word and believe him, right?
Yep, Dan Dockich was lying. Yep. It's not true.
4:55, we've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. As a matter of fact, we've got two of them for you today, but we're going to give one of them to you in just a couple minutes. But first, Kyle's got a big board update.
The Iowa men have their first real test of the season tonight, matched up with 13th-ranked Oregon at Madison Square Garden in the 2K Classic. Oregon's not only highly ranked, but once again extremely talented, led by five-star freshman Bol Bol. He's the son of Manute Bol, standing 7'2", and so far this season averaging 17 points and 12 rebounds per game. He can also shoot out past the three-point line. Tyler Cook and the Hawkeyes will have their hands full beginning at 8:15. You can see it on ESPN2. Meanwhile, on the Iowa football team, the tight ends just keep ending up in the news, this time at least for good reasons, as both Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson were named Mackey Award semifinalists. It's a big week for Iowa State sports for a couple main reasons. First of all, the 16th-ranked football team has what's probably its most consequential game in many, many years at 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday. The Longhorns have a very strong receiving corps, but lucky for the Cyclones, Brian Peavy is tied with Georgia's expected first-round NFL draft pick, DeAndre Baker, as the highest-graded corner in the country. The other reason, however, is much bigger than football and, in fact, will benefit the entire athletic department. More details of the school's Sports Performance Center were released yesterday, and the Board of Regents is voting on that today, expected to approve. It was a big day in high school football, with two state champions having been crowned already and one more coming tonight. New London began the day by claiming the eight-man championship 55-14 over Rockford, while Hudson is your champion in Class A 30-7 over AHSTW. Tonight, beginning at 6:45, exclusively on the main gym, you can hear Xavier battle Western Dubuque for that 3A title.
Scott Unash on the call, and because that game is coming your way on 1600 AM, we are off on all three frequencies tonight at 6:45. A couple giveaways right now. First, a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill is yours if your caller number is 6-319-366-1600. LaCantina319.com is the website if you want to check them out before you go. We've got another one of those to give away before 6:45 tonight as well. Brian Davis covers Iowa State's opponent, the Texas Longhorns, for the Austin American Statesman. He previews Saturday's Big 12 title game eliminator with us next.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about my brand new KFC chicken and waffles. I paired my delicious KFC extra crispy chicken with a scrumptious waffle and drizzled maple syrup over the whole thing. And well, my. Try my new KFC chicken and waffles. They're available now, but only for a limited time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Only at participating locations.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract. Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Don't miss Amazon's Black Friday sale starting November 16th with deals in every department, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether you're getting your gifts early or just buying a little something for yourself, we've got everything you need. Amazon's Black Friday sale starts November 16th.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. The Houston Rockets will part ways with 10-time All-Star forward Carmelo Anthony. Because he signed as a free agent in the summer, Anthony can't be traded until December 15th. ESPN's Dave McMenamin reports Lakers point guard Rajon Rondo will be out 3 to 5 weeks after surgery this week on his broken right hand. He might have gotten hurt during last night's win against the Trailblazers, diving for a steal. LeBron James is now fifth on the NBA's all-time scoring list. He passed Wilt Chamberlain last night, and afterward, he talked about the Hall of Famer.
One of the most dominant forces we ever had in our game, along with Shaq. One of the greatest Lakers to ever play the game. 100-point scorer. One of the greatest scorers, rebounders ever.
James is now less than 900 points away from fourth place, held by Michael Jordan. If he stays healthy, James should pass Jordan later this season. NFL Week 11 kicks off tonight in Seattle. The Packers, 4-4-1, taking on the Seahawks, who've lost two in a row. They are now 4-5.
Coming up on a Football Friday, we look ahead at Week 11 in the NFL. The defending Super Bowl champs visit the best team in the league. Who you got? Plus, this weekend, could a team from Indiana become New York's college football team? That and more Friday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100-count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price Celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best-looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ben Roethlisberger says he texted Le'Veon Bell before the deadline Tuesday, saying he'd hoped he'd show up and didn't get a response. Bell didn't show up Tuesday, making him ineligible to play for the rest of the season. With Bell's career in Pittsburgh almost certainly over, it appears his teammates have moved on as well. After practice on Wednesday, multiple Steelers raided Bell's locker. According to multiple reports, they took his nameplate off his stall and divided up items they found. And the question in Baltimore, will it be Lamar Jackson or Joe Flacco? John Harbaugh didn't rule out Robert Griffin III either. Flacco didn't practice Wednesday as he continues to deal with a hip injury. Rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson says he's preparing for whatever happens and will be ready to start against the Bengals if needed. Browns GM John Dorsey says interim head coach Greg Williams deserves a chance to interview for Cleveland's coaching vacancy. Williams has gone 1-1 since taking over for Hugh Jackson. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Yes, buying jewelry can be scary. Yes, you might not know exactly what to get. And yes, you could play it safe. But real devotion means being a bit more daring. That's why Jared's Dare to Give Big semi-annual event is the perfect time to take the leap. Get the best prices of the season from November 14th to the 18th on an amazing collection of jewelry and exclusive pieces you won't find anywhere else. This holiday, dare to be devoted. Because yes, she's going to love it. Some exclusions apply. Visit Jared.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I know you're a little frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
Welcome back in. 504 Brian in Cedar Rapids taking home the first of two $30 gift cards to La Cantina tonight. Stick around. We've also got a pair of tickets to see Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby at the Paramount Theater. He's coming to town November 24th. Listen for your chance to win between now and 6:45 tonight, 1600 AM, bringing you Cedar Rapids Xavier and Western Dubuque playing for the 3A state title tonight. Scott Unash on the call from Cedar Falls. We will have that game for you again on the AM frequency, FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Thursday night football, the Green Bay Packers heading west to take on the Seattle Seahawks. That's coming your way tonight shortly after we get off the air. Iowa State also airing on 1600 AM this week, 5 o'clock for the pregame with John Walters from Austin, Texas. Essentially an eliminator game for the Big 12 championship game that will be played in Arlington later this season. And with us now to preview that, Brian Davis covers the Texas Longhorns for the Austin American-Statesman. And Tom Herman and the Texas Longhorns, they finally look like they've got things together, though. A little bit of a bumpy start to the season. Where is this team right now, Brian, as they get ready to take the Cyclones on this weekend?
Well, hey, guys. I mean, you know, I think Texas right now, I think they've crossed a big psychological hurdle this past weekend against Texas Tech. You know, a two-game losing streak, and this was a program that, you know, folded under Charlie Strong, you know, anytime there was any real duress. But the fact that they bounced back and did it on the road, I really think it stabilized them. And I think it's sort of given them a big momentum boost going into these final two games, no matter who they were playing.
The defensive side of the football has been fairly inconsistent before we get to the offense. But Todd Orlando, is he sort of feeling the heat right now with the way that they've performed here in recent weeks?
Well, in September, they wanted to build him a statue. Now they want to run him out of town. That's the way it goes. You know, and that's the way it goes, honestly, in the Big 12, quite frankly. I mean, I think no defensive coordinator is safe in this league. You know, I watched Ruffin McNeil's post game from Bedlam, and he just looked sort of exasperated, but OU won. And so he was happy, right? And Todd Orlando was the same way. I mean, they gave up a ton of points. They watched a 17-point lead just totally melt down in the fourth quarter against Tech. And then, but they got the win, and so he was happy. And I mean, as happy as he could be, I guess, giving up almost 600 yards. But I just think that tackling was their big issue in that game. They've had a ton of injuries back there. Brandon Jones, the safety, has missed the last two games. Devontae Davis has knee and shoulder problems. Rickard Hager has a dislocated elbow. And then when you throw in just normal bumps and bruises, they're not at full capacity. And it's a team that's not very deep to begin with. So, you know, they're kind of holding it together with duct tape at this point.
They've also been struggling to get off the field on third down. What are the problems there?
Bad tackling, quite frankly. I mean, I thought that West Virginia, I thought Martell Petaway was awesome. I mean, he literally just ran through people, you know, as he rang up a bunch of yards 2 weeks ago. You know, their DBs are just okay. Caden Stearns, I thought was going to be an All-American, All-World, the way he came out of the gate the first month. But he's kind of cooled off, and now he's looking like a freshman. You know, the linebackers have been subpar in my mind. You know, that they need better linebacker play. You know, the linebacker that should be starting this year is now playing for the Bengals. You know, Malik Jefferson left them a year early when scouts told him to come back. That was a big loss. And just their speed at linebacker isn't as good. And then their defensive front, you know, they're not getting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, that's going to be a real problem. If you took Charles Omenihu out of this lineup, they would be getting no pressure on the quarterback.
You brought up Charles Omenihu, one of the best pass rusher on this team at 6'6", 275. But I look at this matchup the last couple of years, and Texas has really dominated the defensive the trenches, especially on the defensive side of the football, and it's helped them win both of those games. How much is this game going to rest on trying to get pressure, like you just brought up, on a freshman quarterback in Brock Purdy of Iowa State?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Todd Orlando did not talk about this last night with us, but I know how he thinks from talking with other from other weeks. And his whole thing is he wants to make you think, right? He wants to try to show you something that you have not seen before. And obviously, by definition, facing a younger quarterback, he feels like that plays to his advantage, right? And so, you know, we saw that against USC, saw that a couple other times against Oklahoma. You know, young quarterbacks, including Kyler Murray, you know, they didn't know. It took them a while to figure out what Texas was trying to do defensively. And so, you know, are they going to come up with some magic potion that, you know, no one's ever seen before? No. I mean, they're not going to do that. But they really want to try to disguise things, move guys around with pre-snap motion, and make Purdy try to audible at the line of scrimmage.
How much does David Montgomery not being available to Iowa State in the first half of this game help the Texas defense, in your opinion?
Well, I think it helps the defense to a point. But my biggest thing with no Montgomery is that I think it's really incumbent upon him to, when he sits out the first half, he's going to be chomping at the bit to get in there. When he does get in there, I think if he tries to do too much, if he tries to, you know, you can't hit a 5-run home run on every play. You just can't do that, right? And I think that is something that if I'm Iowa State, I'm watching for. It's like, hey, man, when you get in there, just do your thing and you know, don't try to, you know, you can't run for 300 yards on every play, right? And so that's something that if I'm the Cyclones, that would be stressing to him. It's just chill, we got this, and go get it in the second half.
When Tom Herman took over, I was wondering, all right, when is this program going to be able to find that stability at the quarterback position? Over the last two head coaches before Herman, there really hadn't been any since Colt McCoy was the quarterback for Texas. How has Sam Ellinger sort of taken that next step? Because he was solid last year. I think a lot of people thought he was the guy, but this year it's very clear he's the guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Texas has their quarterback for the next 2 years, in my mind. The biggest thing that Sam has done, without a doubt, has been just better ball placement, and he's stopped throwing interceptions, right? I mean, he now has whatever the Big 12 record is for you know, consecutive passes without an interception. He hasn't thrown an interception since the Maryland game in the season opener, right? Now, that's pretty dang impressive. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Peyton Manning. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. To go 9 games without a pick, right? It's pretty good. And so the biggest reason why he's doing it, in my mind, is ball placement. You know, he is throwing the football to where only two things are going to happen. It's going to be incomplete, or his guy is going to catch it. We have not seen very many passes in the last month where it's like, oh, gosh, the DB just flat dropped that one. No, I mean, they are not getting their hands on very many footballs.
Brian Davis with us from the Austin American Statesman, previewing Iowa and Texas this weekend from Darrell K. Rohl Stadium in Austin. How would you rate the job that Tom Herman's done there at Texas so far, Brian?
Well, I mean, everything is colored under the guise of what happened before.
And, you know, Charlie Strong was 16-21. The recruiting was okay, but they were losing games. And so, you know, it's not like Tom walked into a situation that was a total disaster. They just needed better coaching. And so, you know, I was looking this stat up today for a story for Saturday. You know, Charlie Strong lost 11 games by 18 points or more. I mean, those are blowouts, right? And Tom Herman has only lost by double digits twice since he's been here. Now, 13 of Tom's games have been decided by a touchdown or less. So Texas is playing a ton of close games. And if you're playing close games, that's coaching. Every close game in college football comes down to coaching. And have they lost some? Yes. Sam Ellinger threw some away last year, no doubt. You know, but they're winning some, too. And that's the key, how they are climbing back into respectability.
Is that sort of hard, though, with the expectations that this program has, this community, the boosters have for this football program? Is it a hard sell going 6-6 last year? They were much more competitive. They could have won some of those close games, but at the end of the day, the expectation is to win right away.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know Texas fans don't want to hear this, but I think a malaise has sort of set in. You know, you got to understand, I mean, this is a program that's going to go through a lost decade, right? I mean,
right.
You got to remember that when this season started, they were only 500 for the decade, right? I mean, that's pathetic. That is pathetic football, right? And that's what they have had to deal with here, right? And so when you're talking about, you don't even go to a bowl game on Charlie Strong's watch, and then they had three straight losing seasons. I mean, nobody expected Tom Herman to come in and turn this place into Alabama overnight. You know, that's just not going to happen, right? So the recruiting has been very good under Tom. Now they have a quarterback. You know, a lot of people here think they have a good running game with Keontae Ingram, and there's a lot of things to look forward to. The pieces are starting to move into place, and, you know, that's why winning these last two and finishing at least 9-3. Look, whether Texas goes to Arlington or not, if they finish 9-3, a lot of people here will think that is substantial movement in the right direction.
Let's talk about an injury that might be important for this game. I was watching that game against Oklahoma, and Colin Johnson really stands out, his size and athleticism and his ability at the wide receiver position. What do we know about his health going into this game?
Well, it's funny. I'm actually sitting in traffic driving to practice to find out, the injury report tonight. Tom always gives the injury breakdown on Thursday nights. So, but from what we were told earlier in the week, that he was going to try to practice in the middle of the week. It wouldn't have shocked me if he had to have fluid drained off of his knee. That wouldn't surprise me. And I would guess he's probably going to be a game-time decision, because they've done that a lot lately with guys, is to get them through the week and then kind of see how Friday and Saturday morning goes before they, you know, give the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Senior day, senior night, depending on how you want to look at it on Saturday, any extra motivation in that they lost last year on senior night?
Well, I'll give you a fun stat. Texas is 1-7 on senior night in this decade. So good times. Lots of good times in burnt orange, you know, for a lot of these senior classes. Any motivation? I don't know. I mean, I think that trying to play for a Big 12 title should be motivation enough. You know, I mean, if you need to run through smoke to get motivated, you know, we can all meet at the bar on Saturday night and we can do that. You know, I would think that's both teams. Both teams should be motivated.
Brian, we appreciate you joining us and look forward to following along with your Texas coverage this weekend.
You bet, guys.
Brian Davis of the Austin American Statesman. Austin, a city I've never been to.
It's awesome.
I would really like to go.
One of my favorite cities in the country.
I've been to plenty of cities in Texas before, but I've never been to one that sounds as interesting as Austin.
Have you been to Nashville?
I've been to Nashville.
There are a lot of similarities.
Nashville is one of my favorite cities in the country. I may put Nashville up there.
It is. It's definitely up there.
I would put Nashville up there ahead of Las Vegas as far
Agreed.
As cities where I've had a good time.
People are always like, yeah, I want to plan this trip to Vegas. I'm like, okay, well, do you gamble? Well, sometimes. Not a ton, all right. Well, Nashville's a shorter trip and less expensive.
Jacksonville, Florida, not in the top 10. That's literally the equivalent of putting ketchup on filet mignon. The replies, by the way, continue to come in, not only on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, which again is 319-366-1600. And no, Mike in Marengo, I've never been to Luckenbach either. But on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, I tweeted out the subject, the hard-hitting subject that we were tackling today. And we now have responses of pancakes, mashed potatoes, biscuits and gravy, and prime rib, which is right up there. Prime rib is right up there with putting ketchup on filet mignon. Suddenly, the macaroni and cheese thing doesn't ketchup on pancakes?
Yeah, my little sister did that once, and we told her to stop it.
Like, did she think it was syrup?
No, she realizes that my parents will, like, when she crosses that line with ketchup, she loves ketchup.
Okay.
But she'll, like, toe the line just to see what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. Because once it gets into the pancakes, whatever we were discussing, the mac and cheese.
It's a gateway condiment.
Exactly. My parents will be like, no, stop it. And then she put the pancakes in there and ate it, and my dad quickly took the plate away.
Tuna and noodles. Okay. Let's just stop right here.
Wait, what?
Tuna and noodles in and amongst itself is an abomination. But then to put ketchup on top of that. Oh, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm out.
That's how we end this discussion.
The absolute worst thing. And I used to eat tuna when I was younger. And for whatever reason, maybe it's because I ate a lot of it when I was a kid because it was cheap. I hate tuna.
You do?
This the smell, it just turns my stomach. And I do okay with other
seafood, so I do like tuna.
If I see someone open a can of tuna, and occasionally somebody will eat it here for lunch, and there's no faster way to get me out of the building other than to say you're off early tonight, which, by the way, we are at 6:45. I'll be out the door at 6:46 tonight if I'm lucky. High school football, the final high school football broadcast of the year. Always a sad day here in various parts of the KGYM building. Scott Unash will have the call from the Unidome tonight as Cedar Rapids Xavier plays for the Class 3A title against Western Dubuque, the Bobcats out of Epworth. 1600 AM will have that game. FM listeners, you're going to get Thursday night football between the Packers and the Seahawks. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, what team needs a win tonight more, Seattle or Green Bay? Poll questions brought to you by Emol's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot.
I agree with Shampoo on the text line. Have you ever had ahi tuna, like the grilled actual fish version of tuna?
Yes. Yeah, and that's a different ball game.
Yeah, completely different.
Chicken of the sea. No offense to Charlie Tuna if he's out there listening, but I'm not really a big,
not a big, like, very lightly cooked fish person.
Yeah, we were at a steakhouse in Tampa. It was an Outback bowl, and someone ordered it as an appetizer at the table, and I took one look at it, and the guy was like, it's like steak. You know, you cook it medium rare. And I was like, I ate one piece and I had to choke it down.
See, that's the trouble when I am the least picky eater there is. I'll try almost everything. And people always ask me, what do you hate? And I say broccoli. But people will catch me eating broccoli. I don't actually hate it. It's just the food that I like the least, but I still eat it.
11:42, just get out of here with Tuna Helper. There is nothing that can possibly help tuna.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, they make it. It's right by the Hamburger Helper.
What?
The Helper
what is
aisle.
Oh, the noodles?
Yeah, it's like tuna and noodles, basically.
It just sounds like a weird combination.
Kind of like having Peyton Royce on the program with the two of us, the WWE female superstar. You can hear her tonight at 6:05, WWE is coming to Cedar Rapids on November 24th. It's their holiday tour, and I wish I could tell you more about it other than the fact that it's going to be an iconic segment with Peyton. We talked with her earlier today, so tune in tonight if you're a big wrestling fan at 6:05. Tickets for that, by the way, are on sale at the U.S. Cellular Center box office and through Ticketmaster.com. Something else is in town on November 24th. I should say someone else is in town November 24th as well. That's rock and roll legend David Crosby, founding member of the Byrds, as well as Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And we've got two tickets to that show right now if you're caller number 6, 319-366-1600. The Tuna Lovers, by the way, are chiming in now on the Hertzian and Stocker text line. 366-1600. Caller number 6 takes home tickets to see David Crosby at the Paramount Theater Saturday, November 24th. We'll find out who our winner is next.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football team knocked off Council Bluffs Lewis Central 37-13 in a Class 3A semifinal last Thursday night at the Unidome. The Saints had a pair of 100-yard rushers in Quinn Schulte with 152 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Braden Stovey, who added 111 yards. The Saints will play Western Dubuque for the Class 3A state championship tonight at 7 in Cedar Falls. You can hear the game right here on KGYM. The Xavier volleyball team made it to the Class 4A championship match last Friday before falling to fellow Mississippi Valley Conference foe Dubuque Waller 3-1. It was the first appearance in the championship round in school history. Akilah Jefferson and Eve McGill were both selected to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Filer on a terrific season.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium parking lot, camping at the lake, or a spontaneous celebration, there's a reliable Honda generator ready to give you more power, more freedom, more security, and the time to do what you want, where you want. That's power you can trust. And be sure to ask about our Honda inverter generators for more reliable, cleaner power. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids, or online at acmetools.com. Do your best work.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing.
That's hilarious.
Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
526, and congratulations to Rusty in Marion. He's off to see David Crosby later this month. I say later this month, it's like next week, right? The 24th?
Yes, but that technically is later this
month. Well, yeah, but I just, it seems, the 24th seems like it should be a couple weeks away.
It's right around the corner, Todd.
It's, yeah, now you're turning the tables on me. Get the hell out of here with that stuff. Speaking of getting out of here, here are some more responses to disgusting things people have eaten ketchup on. Tacos instead of salsa using ketchup. From a Cyclone follower on Twitter said that a friend of his in college had a girlfriend who ate it from a bowl with a spoon as a standalone item, as in just a bowl of ketchup, as a supposed hangover cure.
That's a character flaw.
It is, and according to the follower, he married her too. Married her anyway.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Ketchup as a hangover cure. Anybody else ever heard that?
Nope.
366-1600.
Pedialyte works just fine.
Ketchup is good in chili, according to John on Twitter. Make your chili a little better, and you don't need to put ketchup in it. If you make the chili properly, you don't need to add anything to the chili, right?
Right. especially ketchup.
Woodja is on the way next, and we've got a Woodja on the text line from Brandon in Cedar Rapids. He wants to know, would I rather eat tuna or mushrooms? Brandon, you put me on the spot here. I'm going to go, I'll choke the tuna down. That's how much I hate mushrooms. Let's bring Kyle in. He's got a big board update.
The Iowa men have their first real test of the season tonight, matched up with 13th-ranked Oregon at Madison Square Garden in the 2K Classic. Oregon's not only highly ranked, but once again extremely talented, led by five-star freshman Bol Bol. The son of Manute Bol stands 7'2", and so far this season averages 17 points and 12 rebounds per game and can shoot out past the three-point line. So Tyler Cook and the Hawkeyes will have their hands full beginning at 8:15, and you can see it on ESPN2. Meanwhile, over on the football team, Iowa's tight ends just keep ending up in the news, this time at least for good reasons, as both Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson were named Mackey Award semifinalists. It's a big week for Iowa State sports for a couple main reasons. First of all, the 16th-ranked football team has what's probably its most consequential game in many, many years at 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday. The Longhorns have a very strong receiving corps, but lucky for the Cyclones, Brian Peavy's tied with Georgia's expected first-round NFL draft pick DeAndre Baker as the highest-graded corner in the nation. The other reason, however, is much bigger than football and, in fact, will benefit the entire athletic department. More details of the school's Sports Performance Center were released yesterday, and the Board of Regents is expected to vote on that today, or expected to approve it today. It was a big deal in high school, big day in high school football, with two state champions having been crowned already and one more coming tonight. New London began the day by claiming the eight-man championship over Rockford, while Hudson claimed Class A over AHSTW. And tonight, beginning at 6:45 on the main gym, you'll hear Xavier battle Western Dubuque for the 3A title.
Final football game of the year. That means basketball is right around the corner as well. We have a preliminary schedule, at least I believe we do, available for you on our website, KGYMRadio.com. One of the things that you'll hear coming up on KGYM Saturday is Before the Boom. The KGYM sports staff is going to get together and preview Iowa and Illinois from what could be a snowy, wet, miserable mess in Champaign. 40% chance of a snow-rain mix for this weekend's Iowa-Illinois game, according to the latest forecast. Before the Boom will come your way on 106.3 and 107.5 FM Saturday at 12:30.
I just want to see how much tickets are going for.
I'm going to guess Iowa, Illinois, the lowest ticket. Where are you looking? StubHub?
Yes.
I'm going to guess $8. Give me an over under $8.
Over.
15.
17, or yeah, 16.
Eh.
I wouldn't pay $16.
Would you pay? Eh, no. We're not going to do that. Woodja is on the way next. We're out at 6:45 tonight for that Cedar Rapids Xavier game. Stick around. WWE superstar Peyton Royce is with us tonight as well. WWE coming to Cedar Rapids later this month. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the U.S. Cellular Center box office. We've got a bowl Woodja question on the way tonight. Stick around. Hour number two continues right here on KGYM after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Home Medical. Connect with CarePro for the medical products you need and the professional support you deserve. CarePROHealthServices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich is the National League MVP, getting 29 of 30 first place votes. He's the first Brewers player to win a batting title. He hit .326 with 38 homers and drove in 110. The American League MVP will be announced shortly. After playing only 10 games and starting just twice for the Houston Rockets, Carmelo Anthony will move on. He can't be traded until at least December 15th, but the team is allowing Anthony to explore possible options. The undefeated's Mark Spears reports Draymond Green of the Warriors plans to appeal his $120,000 fine after an argument with teammate Kevin Durant. ESPN's Paul Pierce doesn't think this will be a big problem.
A few wins, these guys are men, they'll talk it out, figure it out. They'll go on to go to the finals, have a great regular season record. I think this will pass over. They need some drama. I mean, they've been drama-free for the last 4 years.
Green already served a one-game suspension, and the fine represents one game check. The Colts signed cornerback Jalen Collins, who was suspended for the first 10 games.
Hey, it's the Got Short Us Friday. Greg Cody is in. Daniel and Alec Baldwin are in. Dan's going to be out of his mind. That's Friday on the Dan Levitard Show with Mista Gats on ESPN Radio.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Yes, buying jewelry can be scary. Yes, you might not know exactly what to get. And yes, you could play it safe. But real devotion means being a bit more daring. That's why Jared's Dare to Give Big semi-annual event is the perfect time to take the leap. Get the best prices of the season from November 14th to the 18th on an amazing collection of jewelry and exclusive pieces you won't find anywhere else. This holiday, dare to be devoted. Because yes, she's going to love it. Some exclusions apply. Visit Jared.com for details.
23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. As your loved ones get together this Thanksgiving, discover the genetic connections you share. You and your family can learn where your DNA is from out of 150-plus regions worldwide. Now through Thanksgiving, 23andMe Ancestry Service kits are only $49 per kit when you buy two or more kits. Learn more at 23andMe.com/Spain. That's the number 23andMe.com/Spain.
eFinancial makes buying life insurance easier thanks to a mix of
technology
and personal service. When you call, our agents listen to learn your needs.
Then utilize our cutting-edge platform to search options from leading companies.
You get the right coverage at the right price thanks to our blend of
advanced computer algorithms and
plain old conversation. Get covered today. Call 1-866-244-5580.
Or visit efinancial.com.
That's efinancial.com.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
5:36, welcome back in, and we've got a good show for you the remainder of the way. We still have another $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to be giving that away sometime before we leave the air tonight at 6:45. No surprise there with the Christian Yelich news. The clear choice for National League Most Valuable Player.
Yes, and the only non-first place vote went to Jacob DeGrom. Did you see that?
Maybe it was the San Diego guy who didn't vote for DeGrom for the Cy Young the other day. Probably not. I think they have different voters for different awards, 30 vote on each player, but a little bit of controversy there after Jacob DeGrom was not a unanimous NL Cy Young Award winner, and he also wasn't listed in the top two, on the San Diego writers' ballot yesterday. And to each their own. I'm not so good as you should never tell someone how to vote in anything. It's your vote. You get to use it. You've earned it if you're a baseball writer. And he voted for who was it? Max Scherzer, right?
Yes.
First, instead of DeGrom.
Think for yourself. Am I right?
There you go. There's nothing wrong with thinking for yourself, right? 319-366-1600, except when it comes to ketchup usage, and then I get to be the arbiter of what is acceptable and what is not. It's Thursday. Go ahead.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
538. Would you say, gentlemen, that this Noah Fant thing has been much ado about nothing? Is the story being overblown?
No, it's not. I think we've laid out all the reasons why it's not, but first of all, he's not. I know that Kirk gives explanations as to why he's not being used, a specialty player. Well, here's the fact of the matter. He's not being used in the situations where he would benefit. In those specialty situations, obvious passing downs. Also, other Big Ten teams have had tight ends in the past that have not been able to block. And they've been able to find a use for him. Troy Fumagalli last year at Wisconsin was one of those guys. Mike Gesicki at Penn State. If you have an athlete like that, you have to find a way to put him on the field. I don't care what kind of offense you run, where he fits in, whatever the case is. You cannot just characterize Noah Fant as a tight end. He takes screen passes out of the slot. He is as much of a receiver as he is a tight end. Get him on the field. It's that simple.
It's not much ado about nothing at all, but I think, Todd, actually, you used a really good term earlier this week. It's a red herring. It's not the only thing that Iowa's struggling with. It's not why they've lost three straight games. There are other things. They haven't run well. They haven't stopped the run well. All those other things are true. But with that said, I agree with Alex. I don't think the story's been overblown because, you know, they have dropped three straight games. The offense has struggled in all of those games. They are struggling to finish drives, and the biggest solution to all that is very, very obvious, or at least, you know, the biggest step in you could take to fix it is to get your best pass-catching target on the field more. Everybody can see that, and the coaching staff has not provided a single good explanation for why he's not playing more, and that is the only reason it keeps getting talked about, is because, you know, there aren't really chapters to this whole conversation. It's just the same thing over and over again, and it has no answer. So, I mean, just by nature of that, it's been talked about a lot, but I don't necessarily think it's been talked about too much.
As Mark Dukes joked earlier today, Hayden Fry, if he were still coaching this team, would throw three or four touchdown passes to Noah Fant Saturday at Illinois and then come into the post-game interview room and call out the media for making up that particular story. That's not Kirk Ferentz's MO, and we'll see the offensive coordinator, how he handles Noah Fant moving forward over the final two games of the regular season. As Kyle's mentioned today on the big board, both Fant and Hockenson semifinalists for the Mackey Award. Iowa hasn't had a Mackey Award winner since 2002 when Dallas Clark claimed that piece of hardware. If you guys were not paying attention to the media today, social media, Dan Dockich, a controversial figure to say the least in the sports media world, tweeted out that a source told him that Jeff Brohm, Purdue's football coach, is going to be announced as the new head coach at the University of Louisville at a news conference November 26th. If you're calling your shot, this is a very specific bank shot that he's calling here. He gave the date. Jeff Brohm says, no, there's nothing to this. Notice he's not saying that he's not taking that particular job. Would you say Jeff Brohm is as good as gone from West Lafayette?
Yes, I would. I think we've said that for a while. The connections to Louisville, the program, the city, and Jeff Brohm are too obvious for him not to take over. And I keep hearing people say, well, why would he want to do that? Well, first of all, it doesn't matter where he goes. He's going to win. He is that good of a coach. His offenses are going to be good because he's that good of a coach. And Louisville has the money, they have the facilities, and they have everything going for them for him to come in and succeed, maybe not right away, but make a huge improvement next year and solidify that football program, because people didn't realize how bad it was because Lamar Jackson had been there the past couple of seasons. So I think he's gone. I think that he's going to succeed at Louisville, and that's really going to be the end of that.
I agree. I think so, and it's not because of the report that came out today. Alex said, we can see this coming. As soon as Petrino got fired, Brohm was the obvious guy. He has connections to the school. He's familiar with the area. He's having success in Purdue. He's coveted by Louisville. So it's just a perfect match there. But with that said, I don't think he's going to be introduced on the 26th, because that would still be, you know, right after the conclusion of the regular season. Purdue would still have a bowl game. I guess it's possible, but I don't know. It seems like a calculation by Dan Dockage, because Brohm is going to Louisville, but I don't know if it'll happen that day. And even if it doesn't, when it does happen, Dockage can say, he can say, "See, I told you so." I think it's a calculated hot take by Dan Dockage.
That's sort of like I could call that shot right now. The Monday after the last regular season game, which is when almost every coaching change is announced, you almost never see a coach who goes from one school to another coach in a bowl game. So that's when it would happen. And I could make that, I could use that same date for several other coaches in college football. Oh, Bill Clark is heading to so-and-so school on November the 26th. I think it does happen that day. I really do. But the source thing, how come nobody else has heard from that source? He's the only one who's reported it.
What if Brohm is the source? No, he's not the source there. Brohm had to address this with the Purdue players after practice today. Our pal Mike Carman from the Journal Courier in Lafayette has video of his post-practice address to the media as well. He's not coming out and saying, "I am not interested in I'm not going to take the Louisville job." So you always leave the door open. He's leaving the door open here. I'm with you. I think he's as good as gone. This is his dream job. It's not a better situation than Purdue at the present moment, but he turned things around very quickly at Purdue. He did it with some of the guys. Daryl Hazel left him on the roster, yep. And those Daryl Hazel Purdue teams were god-awful. This guy can go to Louisville at used-to-be Pizza Stadium or whatever they call it now and get that program back on the right track very quickly. Brohm to Louisville, I don't see this not happening. As a matter of fact, the updated wagering odds on this, you actually have to lay $300 to win $100 back on Jeff Brohm. He is a heavy favorite. Matt Campbell, by the way, plus $1,600. So you could really make some money if Matt,
lose some money by betting on that.
You could really lose $100 by betting on that, too. Who would you say needs a win more tonight in Thursday night football, Green Bay or Seattle? This is also basically our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who needs a win more tonight, guys, Green Bay or Seattle?
I think it's Green Bay. I think Seattle's window of contention for Super Bowls is done. I think Russell Wilson is a fine quarterback, but what happens when you have to pay him is your defense unravels. You get some aging players, and that defense isn't the same. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They were 8-8. This year, they're 4-5. I just don't think that team is ever going to get to the point where they're contending for Super Bowls again. Now, the Packers right now certainly don't look like that either, but they have Aaron Rodgers. I know Russell Wilson's a great quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers is one that can carry a team, can carry a franchise, and they want to contend as long as he is there. And now they have a running back if they use him, if he can stay healthy, in Aaron Jones. And that NFC North is still up for grabs. I think the Vikings are the team that's ultimately going to win it. I'm not sure the Bears are going anywhere. We'll find out on Sunday. Who has the upper hand in that matchup at Soldier Field. But the Packers are still right there. The Seahawks, I just don't see them as a contender in the NFC. I don't think that they're a playoff team. I think the Rams are going to run away with that division. And there are several other teams, even 4-5 teams, that I think are better all-around playoff contenders than the Seattle Seahawks.
I agree. I think it's the Packers, and Alex hit on the main two reasons why, that you've got two teams on the opposite end of the spectrum here. The Seahawks have been good for the last, you know, five, however many years, but as Alex said, that team is on the way down. Other than Russell Wilson, he's pretty much the only player you know on that team, especially offensively. They have no run game to speak of, not a single off or pass-catching weapon you care about at all, and the defense is a far cry from what it used to be. So basically, I don't think there's a whole lot of pressure on the Seahawks because, you know, technically, mathematically, this might be close to a must-win game, but I think realistically the fans there and probably even, you know, the honest people in the front office there realize they're not a playoff team. They're definitely not a Super Bowl contender. Meanwhile, the Packers, it's been a while. I can't speak for Packer fans because I'm not one, but it seems to me like there's some frustration building there. They've got Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You're supposed to, just with a guy like that, you're supposed to be a perennial contender, and the Packers haven't really been that for the last few years. Last year was because Rodgers was hurt, but then going into this year, you get him back. This is supposed to be the year. You got Jimmy Graham. You helped the secondary a little bit, and meanwhile, you've got two teams who, you know, just look better than the Packers thus far, and the Bears and Vikings. This is a much more – the Packers have a lot more pressure tonight than the Seahawks do.
You're a Cubs fan, right?
Yes.
Then you can speak to Packers fans.
Okay.
It's the exact same thing.
And for the Packers, outside of their division games, they have a lot of very winnable games.
We mentioned this tonight during our segment with their friend from the Green Bay Press Gazette. They've got the Cardinals, they've got the Jets, and they've got the Lions.
And the
mixed
Falcons.
In. The Falcons can be a tough out. Is
they
that at Lambeau?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so then that's a little bit more difficult game, in my opinion, for Atlanta. But they have a favorable final schedule. They do have a couple tough games left, including that one against the Bears. But they need this one tonight, and we'll have it for you on 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll take you to that broadcast, 1600 AM, as high school football Cedar Rapids Xavier, our final broadcast of the year, the Saints taking on Western Dubuque for the Class 3A championship. Last question for Woodja tonight, Iowa basketball taking on Oregon, 8:15 tip-off at Madison Square Garden. We've talked a lot about Manute Bol's son, Bol Bol. Who would you put on Bol Bol tonight if you were Fran McCaffrey? Who's guarding him? Would you use multiple players? How are you going to try to stop a guy who's 7'2"?
This is Tyler Cook territory. I mean, if Tyler Cook wants to solidify himself and get his name on the NBA radar as far as a draft pick is concerned, and prove that he can play this positionless basketball that defensively in the NBA where you're switching and guarding everyone, this is a perfect test for him. 7'2" is Bol Bol. He can beat you off the dribble. He can shoot the ball. He stretches the floor. And he has some decent post moves. So here you go, Tyler Cook. This is one of your big tests right out of the gate. You know that NBA scouts are watching.
Alex is exactly right. Luka Garza will help, but this has to be all Tyler Cook. And, you know, not just because athletically he matches up better than anybody on the team, but Tyler Cook needs to be heading into this game. And like Alex said, this is going to be one of the better post players that Tyler Cook gets matched up with all year. So he needs to head into this game knowing that NBA scouts are going to be watching this tape. He has to show out tonight. And one of the biggest things that they want to see him do is commit more on defense, commit with his effort. And we're going to see if he's up for that this year, very early here. He does, and I'll say here, he does have an opportunity to win that matchup. Bol Bol, he's extremely skilled for his size, but he's still young, and he's rail thin at 7'2". If Tyler Cook is older and stronger than him, he has an opportunity to make Bol Bol look pretty bad tonight. If he decides to do so. So it could be a big night for Tyler Cook, and it needs to be if they're going to beat Oregon.
5:52, we're going to take a quick timeout, and when we return, Kyle is going to have a big board update for you, and then we're going to give you our final La Cantina gift card. So stick around, a reason to continue listening into the 6 o'clock hour back after this.
After I'm done putting you to sleep, your wife and kids, they'll have their daddy back.
Monday night, November 26th at U.S. Cellular Center. It's the WWE Live Holiday Tour. You'll see AJ Styles as he defends the WWE Championship against Samoa Joe.
The next time Samoa Joe mentions my family's name, I'm going to rip his heart out.
Then
I'm taking flight! Woo!
Jeff Hardy goes one-on-one with the Viper.
Randy Orton.
I will erase every superstar that you people respect.
And you'll see SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. Tag Team Champions, The New Day.
You done flapped the wrong deck, sucker!
Becky Lynch.
Straight fire is coming for you.
And more. Monday night, November 26th at U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Enjoy the show! Woo!
Get more with McGrath. Hi, Jamie McGrath with my Sisters of Savings partner, Lindsay McGrath. And right now at the McGrath Used Car Campus, Black Friday pricing all month long. And for good reason. We're overstocked. Over 2,500 vehicles available with immediate pricing reductions. Better known as Black Friday pricing. All month long, shop a great selection of used cars from $29.88. Used trucks and SUVs from $99.88. Buy right now as low as $88 down. With payments from $88 a month. Selection savings. Get more with McGrath Used Car Campus. In beautiful Hiawatha. From Acadias to Accords, Camrys to Caravans, Yukons, Sierras, and more. Don't wait. Even if your credit has a few gravy stains, nobody works harder to help you get approved. And nowhere else in Iowa will save you more. Black Friday pricing all month long. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. Minutes from anywhere. I-380 and Boyson Road. Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Give and get more holiday together time with La Cantina. Give La Cantina gift cards to your family and friends so they can enjoy time together around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. And let La Cantina cater your holiday get-togethers so you can have more fun with your guests. Connecting with family and friends is what La Cantina is always about, especially during the holidays. So pick up gift cards and ask about catering at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
5:58, you heard that commercial for La Cantina. We've got a $30 gift card, our last one of the night, and we're going to give it to you coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Kyle's got a big board update.
The Iowa men have their first real test of the season tonight, matched up with 13th-ranked Oregon at Madison Square Garden in the 2K Classic. Oregon's not only highly ranked, but once again extremely talented, led by five-star freshman Bol Bol. The son of Manute Bol stands 7'2", and so far this season averages 17 points and 12 rebounds per game and can shoot out past the three-point line. Tyler Cook and the Hawkeyes will have their hands full beginning at 8:15, and you can see it on ESPN2. Meanwhile, on the football team, Iowa's tight ends just keep ending up in the news, this time at least for good reasons, as both Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson were named Mackey Award semifinalists. It's a big week for Iowa State sports for a couple of main reasons. First of all, the 16th-ranked football team has what's probably its most consequential game in many, many years at 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday. The other reason, however, is much bigger than football and, in fact, will benefit the entire athletic department. More details of the school's Sports Performance Center were released yesterday, and the Board of Regents voted today, expected to be approved and announced soon. It was a big day in high school football, with two state championships having been crowned already and one more coming tonight. New London began the day by claiming the eight-man championship 55-14 over Rockford, while Hudson is your champion in Class A 30-7 over AHSTW. Tonight, beginning at 6:45 exclusively on the main gym, you can hear one more as Xavier battles Western Dubuque for the 3A title, and then after the show, we'll have the Packers and Seahawks on Thursday Night Football on the North and South Gym FM frequencies.
BJ and Marion on the text line letting us know that his wife has copped to eating ketchup on steak, grilled cheese sandwiches, and potato chips.
How did he not notice that before?
Well, I don't know. Potato chips, I believe I've heard that that's a very Canadian thing. I know Canadians have ketchup-flavored Lay's.
Sunny, perhaps is
Sunny,
that true?
Sunny in Iowa City, if you're still listening, you can confirm the existence of ketchup-flavored potato chips when you call in on the program tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow's program, George Kittle is set to be with us, the soon-to-be all-pro tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. They are on a bye this week. Tune in tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Speaking of the 6 o'clock hour, Peyton Royce of the WWE is with us next. We talk with the emerging superstar after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. As your loved ones get together this Thanksgiving, discover the genetic connections you share. You and your family can learn where your DNA is from out of 150 plus regions worldwide. Now through Thanksgiving, 23andMe Ancestry Service kits are only $49 per kit when you buy two or more kits. Learn more at 23andme.com/Spain. That's the number 23andme.com/Spain.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacid stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
SBN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts is the American League MVP. Betts led baseball with a .346 batting average and became only the second Red Sox player to reach 30 home runs and 30 steals in the same season. Christian Yelich of the Brewers wins the National League MVP after nearly winning the Triple Crown. Carmelo Anthony won't play again for the Rockets. Anthony left the team last Friday after being told his role would be minimized. The Rockets host the Warriors tonight. Lakers veteran point guard Rajon Rondo will have surgery by tomorrow on his broken right hand. Rondo may have hurt himself diving for a steal last night against the Trailblazers. The Lakers expect Rondo to be out 3 to 5 weeks. That word from ESPN's Dave McMenamin. Former LSU football coach Les Miles reaches a settlement with the school for $1.5 million. He was fired back in 2016. ESPN has learned Miles met last week with Kansas about their open coaching job. This week's college football schedule features just one top 15 head-to-head matchup. It's at Yankee Stadium. Third-ranked Notre Dame hosting number 12 Syracuse. The Orange are bowl eligible for the first time in 5 years, but Coach Dino Babers says his team has to keep grinding.
We still have work to do. We're not absolutely there yet. But you take our top guys and you put us in the right situation, and you know, without injuries, I mean, we can play a football game.
Syracuse coach Dino Babers on Golic and Wingo.
Coming up Thursday, Golic is just a little scared of Notre Dame playing Syracuse this weekend. So naturally, we're forcing him to speak to the man responsible for that fear. Orange head coach Dino Babers joins. Plus,
not going to do it.
Two good Thursday games in a row. Thursday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the smart rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock. From Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Yes, buying jewelry can be scary. Yes, you might not know exactly what to get. And yes, you could play it safe. But real devotion means being a bit more daring. That's why Jared's Dare to Give Big semi-annual event is the perfect time to take the leap. Get the best prices of the season from November 14th to the 18th on an amazing collection of jewelry and exclusive pieces you won't find anywhere else. This holiday, dare to be devoted. Because yes, she's going to love it. Some exclusions apply. Visit Jared.com for details.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Think Martin Truex Jr. has forgotten about his dust-up with Joey Logano with a championship on the line?
I'm not just going to run a guy over to win the championship, unless it's Joey Logano.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Things happen fast in racing, and if you don't know where to look, you can miss it all. With Legend from Racing Electronics, you'll never miss another moment. Legend gives you live fan vision video, in-car cameras, and stats at NASCAR and other Premier Series events, and the next generation race scanner for unfiltered driver and crew audio at any motorsports event nationwide. NASCAR fans have never been closer to the action. Welcome to the future of the fan experience. Learn more by visiting racingelectronics.com.
After Martin Truex Jr. and Joey Logano tangled at Martinsville, with Logano winning and locking himself into Sunday's championship race in Miami with a move Truex felt was dirty, you might have thought things would have blown over by now. You'd be wrong. Truex said today Kyle Busch has raced him cleanly, so he'd return that favor this weekend.
You know, Joey has a different feeling, obviously. You know, he cleaned me out. Wasn't just the first time. Yeah, sure, he bumped me up the track, got under me. Okay, well, let's drag race. No, he drove in the side of me again, knocked the wheel out of my hand, you know, and all but crashed me. So it's a different story. And, you know, you race how you get raced.
Practice for Ford Championship Weekend opens tomorrow, and we'll have it for you live at 1 Eastern Time. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Welcome back in, 6 o'clock hour, getting underway, an abbreviated 6 o'clock hour here as we're off at 6:45 for Cedar Rapids Xavier playing for a state championship tonight. That'll be on 1600 AM. So not much show left, and let's go ahead and get to it. We've had some iconic interviews with WWE superstars before in the past. I'm thinking back to the time that Big E joined us, and we've had some other. I think Becky Lynch was the last superstar to
be on with us
last year, but we've never truly had an iconic WWE interview until right now. We've got Peyton Royce with us, and the WWE Holiday Tour coming to Cedar Rapids in the U.S. Cellular Center on November 26th. Peyton, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing introduction. That was great. Thank you.
Well, I try really hard. What you may or may not know, we both have similar moves. Every day when I start the show, I come in through the door and I do that little hip wiggle like you do. So.
Oh, my gosh. I need to see video footage of this.
No, you really don't. No,
that's
no.
Why we're on the radio. There's no video involved in
nobody,
our profession.
Nobody needs to see video footage of that. Happy belated birthday, by the way. You just turned, what, 26?
26, yes. Thank you so much.
And you you got to celebrate with our pals from The New Day. They brought you a cake.
Yes, they brought me 2 cakes, apparently. But did I get to eat them? No.
How'd you get into wrestling? For those who don't know, you know, you are from Australia, and there seems to be an influx of Australian talent into the WWE ranks these days.
Yes, there is. So I honestly, being a WWE superstar was my childhood dream. It's something that I dreamt of and chased since I was 10 years old. So becoming a WWE superstar is a childhood dream come true for me, but yeah, with all the influx of Australian talent coming to WWE, it's so amazing to see, because I started out on the independent scene in Australia And that just tells us that it's growing and it's developing and that, you know, we're really getting to this world stage. And I'm so proud to have been a part of that.
Now, you mentioned the independent circuit. You were on there for 6 years, but how, you're 26 years old. How has your career accelerated so quickly?
Well, I started really young. I had just turned 16 when I first started training. So that's kind of how I got to where I am while I'm still pretty young. It's crazy because I was thinking about it on my birthday the other day. I got my WWE contract when I was 21. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm 26 now. Where did 5 years go? It is so wild.
Take us back to April. You made your SmackDown debut. It was a pretty memorable one. You and Billy came out and immediately attacked Charlotte Flair. What was your reaction when they told you this is how they were going to roll you out on SmackDown?
Oh, my gosh. We were in disbelief. We could not believe it. We were so excited to just debut and then to find out we were debuting in such, making such a statement. It was one of those nights that I just know I'm going to remember for my entire career, and it's going to be, you know, it'll stand out to me through everything that I do. I just know it'll be one of those moments that I can never forget. And I had the best time. I still get goosebumps when I think about it.
We're talking with WWE superstar Peyton Royce. Again, the WWE's holiday tour coming to the U.S. Cellular Center later this month, November 26th. Tickets are still on sale now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or at the Cell Center box office. What is it about being a heel that you enjoy? Do you like that role?
To be honest with you, Billy and I just, like, what you see on TV is who we are as people. That is our exact relationship in day-to-day life and the way we interact with people backstage. You know, that's just who we are. And some people get really annoyed with us, but, you know, we're just having a fun time and, living life.
Were you a mean girl in school?
No, oh my gosh. I was so shy in school. I wanted to be invisible. I did not want, that was not me in high school.
So what is it about wrestling that sort of brought this side of your personality out?
Well, I think Billy and I are just kind of goofy by nature. We have a lot of fun together. We're just always laughing. And just, you know, trying to make each other laugh. So it just comes naturally to us, like who we are, our characters, our personalities. They just shine through.
So I found this kind of interesting. I saw this, and maybe you can confirm this, but I saw that Eddie Guerrero was your inspiration when you were young. What was it about him that you liked?
Yeah, Eddie Guerrero is a superstar who got me hooked. I think he was one of the first people I saw from the first episode I ever saw of WWE. The way he came out on his low rider, and he was so cool and charismatic, and he had such a cheeky grin. And then when I actually saw him wrestle in the ring, I was like, holy cow, he is so good. I want to be just like him, like in every way, because he was so entertaining as a personality, but he was also one of the greatest professional wrestlers to ever step foot in a ring. So he was just someone that I looked up to and I aspired to be like every day.
What's your earliest wrestling memory? What you talk about growing up as a fan and wanting to do this and dreaming about it since you were 10 years old. What was the first moment you remember coming across the WWE?
I think it was the day after Easter, and my parents had got Foxtel in Australia, which is like, it's kind of like pay TV, you get extra channels. So we were having Foxtel installed, and then my mum used to be a fan of wrestling, which is kind of how I got into it. And she said to me, oh, he's wrestling, this is what I've been telling you about, you know, all your life. And I was just hooked immediately. I want to say it was a SmackDown, I think Mae Young was out there actually, and I was like, this is amazing, so insane. And then I just watched the whole episode and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm hooked. I can't stop.
What's in store for the Iconics? What do you feel the trajectory is for you and Billy Kay at this point?
Well, I think way before Billy and I even were signed to WWE, a dream of ours that we've had is to have a hand in pioneering a women's tag team division. So ever since we stepped foot in the doors of the Performance Center, that's been something that we've been really vocal about and really trying to strive for and push towards, is that, you know, in this women's evolution that we have going on, and there are a lot of first evers, you know, but one thing that Billy and I really, really want to be a part of and to help get on board with as one of the new first evers is a women's tag team division. So that's something that we've, you know, had our goals set on and our sights set on. It's something that we're going to strive for until, you know, until we get it pretty much.
Now, Peyton, you and Billy went to high school together, correct?
Yes, we did.
Now, I've heard that you guys weren't great friends in high school. Is that true?
That is true as well. We were like the two wrestling fans in school, but we were in separate years. Or separate grades. So it was kind of like we had this hidden rivalry of who was the bigger wrestling fan. And like WWE would do meet and greets when they came to town in Sydney. And one year I would be the first in line, and I, you know, she would be like a few people behind me. So we'd shoot each other looks. And then the next time they were in town, she would be ahead of me in the line, and I would be mad about it. But it was like this hidden rivalry. And then as soon as we started training together, we were just instantly best friends. We were like, why did we do this? We should have just talked.
Now, Peyton, we mentioned when we brought you on that the last superstar that we had on the program with us was Becky Lynch, and I can't have you on the program today and not ask about your reaction to her injury. Is that something that you keep in the back of your mind, that every time you step in the ring, something could go wrong and you could get seriously hurt?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very real aspect of what we do, and it's a risk that we take every time that we get into the ring. But, you know, we take all the precautions we can to stay safe. For me personally, I have pre-match rituals that I do before I go out, just in order to help me stay safe and just be in the right mindset to be aware of everything that's going on around me. So it absolutely is a very real risk that we take every time we go out there. So, yeah.
Peyton, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I got to be honest with you, we were originally scheduled to talk with Charlotte, and I'm a huge fan of her father. And when I found out that she was not able to join us today, I was a little disappointed. And you have absolutely, you have quelled that disappointment. You were fantastic, and we're looking forward to seeing you when you come to Cedar Rapids.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
All right. And we're looking forward to see what's in store for the Iconics as well. Peyton Royce, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Again, the WWE Live Holiday Tour coming to Cedar Rapids on November 26th. Tickets still on sale, Ticketmaster.com, or you can get them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office.
Do you know who Peyton Royce was before we
I did. She's
on?
New.
I figured.
And I actually reached out to my former co-host. And he certainly knew who
she
was.
She's
a very attractive young woman for those of you who are not familiar with professional wrestling. And Tyler, that was his immediate reaction. I was really looking forward to talking with Charlotte, and I have a feeling the Becky Lynch injury caused them to have to reshuffle the deck a little bit for
What happened to Becky?
She actually got punched in the face.
Oh.
She took a real punch.
Oh, no.
And it was not good. And they've been dealing with the repercussions from that. And yeah, she was the last superstar that we had on. She was great, too.
She was.
We're on a really good run of sometimes you get wrestlers on with you and they don't really want to be on the phone with you. And, well,
we had the Irish accent last year.
Yep.
The Australian accent this year.
What's
it going to be next year?
Next year, who knows? We'll take a quick timeout here. Again, it's an abbreviated 6 o'clock hour tonight. Not so tomorrow night. We've got the full 60 minutes for you. We want to remind everybody, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, the big hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, former Hawkeye and current San Francisco 49er George Kittle. He cares about your fantasy team, and he cares about the KGYM listeners in Eastern Iowa. He's going to be with us along with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're basically getting things wrapped up here at this point. We're not on the air for much longer as we get ready for the Saints to take the field in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash will have that broadcast on 1600 AM beginning at 6:45. Back after this.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin & Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. a bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
How do you football? How about a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating and 20 beers on tap? Yeah, that's the way you football. At Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion, it's the place to go with the crew. Catch the Hawkeyes and the NFL games on Sunday Ticket, play armchair quarterback, and cheer for your fantasy players. Football, football at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. And weekdays after work, come in for happy hour from 3 to 6. And trivia Wednesday night at 7.
When was the last time you saw Guns N' Roses,
AC/DC,
Aerosmith,
Kiss,
Van Halen,
Queen,
Twisted Sister,
Journey,
Poison,
and Bon Jovi
all in the same night?
With a fiery pyro show, video screens, smoke machines, makeup, costumes, fire, and a virtually endless playlist, Hairball puts on a rock concert like you've never seen before. Coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday, November 17th. Tickets are on sale now at U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000. Presented by USAEntertainmentAgency.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkam Show, right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
6:20, and the Hawkeyes facing a stiff early season test tonight at Madison Square Garden, taking on number 13, Oregon. Who would you put on Bol Bol, the outstanding 7'2" player that Oregon has, the son of former NBA standout Manute Bol? He's a key part of that very young Oregon team. Dana Altman's going to be trotting out there tonight in New York City. 319-366-1600. Lots of ground to cover here over the final, we'll call it 20 minutes or so. Again, if you tuned in late and did not hear us at the beginning of the program or throughout the afternoon and evening, we're stepping aside tonight at 6:45 due to Cedar Rapids Xavier and Western Dubuque playing for the state title in the Unidome. Scott Unash will be on the call tonight on 1600 AM. Our FM listeners are going to hang out for a little bit at 7 o'clock. We take you to CenturyLink Field. The Seahawks and the Packers getting another week of NFL action. Started with a fairly important game for both teams. They both need a win. Who needs it more? That's our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find Emil's on 1st Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Emil's also presents the Pick 6 tomorrow on the Gym Class. Tune in at about 3:40, and the panel will make its selections in six games involving, including, I should say, the Iowa State-Texas contest and Iowa's trip to Illinois. The Hawkeyes currently a 16-point favorite over the Fighting Illini. Iowa State a 2.5-point underdog to Texas.
Is the Citadel, Alabama, on the Pick 6?
It is not.
That's right. You can't get a line on that. You have to get an offshore line on that because it's an FCS team. I can't imagine
there's a number that's going to make that Michigan-Rutgers spread from last weekend seem downright quaint. Nick Saban has said he is not going to bench Tua Tagovailoa. I stumble over that every time I say it. And no, I'm not going to try to say it again. You knew who I was talking about. They're coming full blast at the Citadel. Yeah, no rest for the weary.
Why? You have a backup quarterback who was the SEC Player of the Year as a freshman. I think he can beat the Citadel.
Do you think Nick Saban would have Noah Fant on the field if he were? No. I'm not doing.
Yes,
go back
yes,
to
he
would
you?
It's kind of much ado about nothing until further notice. Maybe this was just a blip on the radar. Maybe this was just one game, just a total anomaly. But as outspoken as the Fant family has been, and the fact that a lot of people noticed this Saturday night as the game was playing out, especially in the fourth quarter and especially during that last series for Iowa where he wasn't even on the field, I definitely think there's something to this. And we'll wait and see. Maybe, as I said, in the old days, Hayden Fry would overuse Fant on Saturday and use it as a gotcha moment with the media. I don't know. Maybe we see him get the same. Hiding behind the same usage. Well, the snap counts are right where they were a year ago. You've got two guys who are semifinalists for the Mackey Award, which is unprecedented. I can't imagine it's ever happened before. If it has, I can't imagine it's been in recent memory. Two guys who are semifinalists for the best tight end award, and one of them's not out there on the field. And this is a game where Brandon Smith wasn't healthy. He wasn't playing. So you were down a receiver, a specialist, if you want to use the term that Kirk Ferentz essentially did on Tuesday when he spoke to the media. I don't know. I share the frustrations of the Iowa football fans. I do.
Do you remember the Purdue game where they, first of all, Nick Easley in his role is the guy who gets a lot of the now routes, the quick passes to the sideline, and he gets in space and tries to make people miss and gets positive yards. But they tried that with Noah Fant, and it went for 68 yards. And it felt like that was the last time we saw him. So I remember sending a text to a colleague right after that play, and I was like, "See, I can see the reason why Noah Fant doesn't get on the field more often." And it was a joke, but then it seems like that was the last time he made an impact in a game. I have said all I can say on this. I think that this kid is super talented, and any coach in the country should be able to find a way to utilize him, whether it's getting him the ball or using him as a decoy. He clearly affects the game when he's on the field, whether he's getting the ball or not. So I think he needs to be on the field. We'll see if he is on Saturday.
The opponent that Iowa faced last weekend, Northwestern, is the Big Ten West representative in Indianapolis. They sold out their entire ticket allotment for that game in just under 2 days. 10,000 seats snapped up by Northwestern fans over the course of 2 days. They're telling any Northwestern fans that didn't get their hands on tickets to head to the secondary market. Northwestern also, as we mentioned on Wednesday's program, on Tuesday's show when the news first came out, Northwestern paying for tickets and transportation for any undergraduate students to get from Chicago to Indianapolis for that Big Ten championship game. Opponent as yet to be determined. You take a look at the Big Ten East standings. It certainly seems as if Michigan is in the driver's seat at 7-0. They have the Ohio State Buckeyes next weekend in the game. Ohio State at 6-1. Both of those teams are 9-1 on the year. It's either Ohio State or Michigan, most likely Michigan, and they'll most likely be at least a 2-touchdown favorite, if not more, over Northwestern in that game. There's a lot of hand-wringing nationally from ESPN talking heads about how bad the Big Ten is this year and how bad Northwestern is. I don't want to call them a bad team. They're not a very good team. And I think there's a difference between not being not very good and being bad. Iowa right now is not very good. I wouldn't call them a bad football team. I wouldn't call Northwestern a bad football team either. I'd call the team Iowa plays on Saturday, that's a bad football team.
Yeah, that's a bad football team. But I think the, what they're trying to articulate is in the pantheon of division champions, this is not a good division champion. And I can agree with them on that. And the Big Ten West this season has not been very, has just flat out not been very good. The Big Ten East has been okay, but not much better because of Michigan. It looks a lot better, but Michigan State has been somewhat of a disappointment. Penn State has been somewhat of a disappointment. There's not much else beyond that. So, yeah, it has not been a banner year for the Big Ten. I don't think anybody would argue with that. The Big Ten has had much, much better years than 2018.
Iowa basketball about an hour and a half away from, hour and 15 minutes maybe away from tipping off at Madison Square Garden. Syracuse and UConn, the first game of the 2K Classic tonight. Our pal Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register has made it to Manhattan for that contest. As we talked with Mark earlier this week on the program, he's going from Manhattan to Champaign. You want to talk about a pretty big difference in two locales, going from New York City to Central Illinois in the span of about 48 hours. He flew out of Chicago, makes it okay, makes it doable, but he's in for a little culture shock when he goes from Madison Square Garden, the mecca of basketball, to Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Not one of my favorite road trips and not one that I'll be making this weekend. And it was a personal choice of mine. I always like to be on the road when I can following the Hawkeyes and bringing you the best coverage that we can here at KGYM. But I'm going to be watching it from the same vantage point most of you will, your couches. 319-366-1600. We'll get a big board update here shortly before we hit the bottom of the hour break. And again, abbreviated program tonight. We're off in about 15 minutes for high school football as Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Western Dubuque in the Class 3A state title game. Scott Unash ready to bring that game to you on 1600 AM tonight. We will join up with him at 6:45. Kyle's with us in the studio, though, right now. He's going to bring you our final big board update of the night.
The Iowa men have their first real test of the season tonight, matched up with 13th-ranked Oregon at Madison Square Garden in the 2K Classic. Oregon's not only highly ranked, but once again extremely talented, led by five-star freshman Bol Bol. The son of Manute Bol stands 7'2", and so far this season averages 17 points and 12 rebounds per game and can shoot out past the three-point line. So Tyler Cook and the Hawkeyes will have their hands full beginning at 8:15. You can see that game on ESPN2. Meanwhile, over on the football team, Iowa's tight ends just keep ending up in the news, this time at least for good reasons, as both Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson were named Mackey Award semifinalists. It's a big week for Iowa State sports for a couple of main reasons. First of all, the 16th-ranked football team has what's probably its most consequential game in many, many years at 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday. The other reason, however, is much bigger than football and, in fact, will benefit the entire athletic department. More details of the school's Sports Performance Center were released yesterday, and the Board of Regents voted today. It's expected to be approved and announced soon. It was a big day in high school football with two state champions having been crowned already and one more coming tonight. New London began the day by claiming the eight-man championship over Rockford, while Hudson is your champion in Class A over AHSTW. And tonight, beginning at 6:45 exclusively on the main gym, you can hear Xavier battle Western Dubuque for the 3A title. And then after the show, we'll have Packer Seahawks on Thursday Night Football on the North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Who needs it more? Who needs the W more? That's our poll question tonight at KGYMradio.com. Green Bay or Seattle? Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette stopping by to break that game down with us and give us a Packers update earlier. If you missed anything, his segment was at 4:30 today. You can always download the podcast at KGYMradio.com after we're off the air tonight. We're going to take our final timeout tonight before we step aside for high school football. We come back. We'll put the finishing touches on a Thursday edition of the program and get you ready for Iowa, Oregon from Madison Square Garden tonight. You won't hear it here, but you'll hear us talk about it tomorrow back after this.
Ready for some good news? Life insurance is more affordable than you think. Ready for some even better news? Your coverage can start today. An e-financial agent is ready to help you select the right policy from the most trusted life insurance companies. And it's all done over the phone. One call, and you're on the way to the protection your family needs. Call 1-866-244-5580 to get covered today. Or get a quote at efinancial.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
Because now at Staples, you get 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. Valid in-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
So as we mentioned, we are on the air for about 10 more minutes tonight. Lots to look forward to this evening, including Iowa and Oregon. That game is set to tip off at about 8:15 Central Time from New York City after UConn and Syracuse finish up. Iowa will play either Syracuse or UConn later this week, depending on whether they win or lose. National League and American League MVP awards announced today. No surprise in the National League. Christian Yelich of the Brewers, your NL MVP. In the AL, Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox takes home 28 of a possible 30 first-place votes. His teammate J.D. Martinez got one first-place vote, and former Cedar Rapids Colonel Mike Trout got a first-place vote as well. This is an astounding statistic here for people who may not truly appreciate the greatness that is Mike Trout. And again, he spent a good chunk of time here in Cedar Rapids during the 2010 season, also the tail end of the 2009 season, the year he was drafted. He didn't really play a whole lot in 2009, but a 2010 Midwest League All-Star here, you kind of knew the kid was going to be good. You didn't know he was going to be this good. Here's a stat on top four most valuable player finishes. And keep in mind that Mike Trout still has over half of his career ahead of him. He's 27 years old right now. George Brett finished in the top four of MVP voting four times in his career. Derek Jeter, three times. Mike Schmidt, five. Alex Rodriguez had six top four MVP finishes in his career. Pete Rose, Ernie Banks, and Ken Griffey Jr. all had four. Joe DiMaggio had six. Mike Trout has finished in the top four of MVP voting seven times in his career. He's essentially been in the MVP discussion since his first full season in the major leagues. That's insane. He's 27. He's not going away anytime soon. That being said, I probably would have voted for Mookie Betts this year myself, but Trout would be 1B on my ballot. Seven top four MVP finishes, more than Joe DiMaggio is a Hall of Famer on that list, Mike Schmidt, Lou Gehrig, Ken Griffey Jr., George Brett, Ricky Henderson, Cal Ripken. Mike Trout's really good at baseball. That's what I'm trying to get at.
No, he's not bad. Now, can that buy him a little bit more publicity? Should he market himself?
Yeah, if only he was better. Well, Major League Baseball, it took him 5 months, but today Major League Baseball has announced that they're going to loosen the restrictions, the regulations on cleats, for they're going to allow their players to show a little personality with the different colored cleats that they can wear. So there you go. We're making incremental progress when it comes to making Major League Baseball slightly more fun. Thank you, by the way, for all of your ketchup takes today, both on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp at KGYM Radio and on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line 319-366-1600. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we've got a good one for you. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be with us after 6 o'clock, as will former Hawkeye and current San Francisco 49er George Kittle.
Todd, I just saw something on Twitter that I have to bring up on the air. It's so shocking that
does
this
it
has
involve
to be brought
ketchup?
Up. No.
Does it involve Dan Dockich?
No, but it does involve college basketball.
Okay, here we go. Is this breaking news?
No, I'm not going to classify it as that. But Syracuse, apparently Jim Boeheim, his son plays on the team, Buddy Boeheim. His last name is misspelled on the back of his jersey, and it's spelled Boeheim, which is the way that it was pronounced by one of our favorite former guests on KGYM, John Cranton, who used to call in to the gym class.
They left out the first E.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. That is incredible.
Of all the names that Syracuse could misspell.
How old is Boeheim? The Jim Boeheim, the dad. He's got to be in his 70s, right?
Yes. Now let's, I'm just, yeah, that's
not
his son.
Not that there's anything wrong
no,
with
that's
that.
That's his son.
I didn't realize that he had
a walk-on to the Syracuse basketball program.
Okay, well, boy, somebody's getting fired over that one.
whoever
the manager was
that's
that
ridiculous.
Ordered the uniforms. Whew. I'm a guy who gets my name misspelled a lot. Boeheim, I don't think, is that difficult for a guy who's a Hall of Fame coach and also a Hall of Fame jerk. I haven't heard
That's
too
true.
Many good things about Jim Boeheim. I don't think I've ever crossed paths with him. I've never traveled to... I always played Syracuse a couple times, but I've never been at any of the games.
Jim Boeheim is 73, by the way.
So he's 73, and he's got a kid who's a walk-on, so his kid's probably 19 or 20.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a mistake late in life. Poll question for you today, KGYMRadio.com, as we've mentioned a number of times. Who needs the win more tonight, Green Bay or Seattle? We'll have that game for you on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids at 7 o'clock tonight. 1600 AM listeners, you're getting ready to go to the Unidome, Cedar Rapids Xavier, our last team standing. That's right, it's our final high school football broadcast of the season. Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Western Dubuque, the Bobcats, out of Epworth. You can hear it right here. Scott Unash calling the action. Good luck going out to all of the Saints players tonight. And high school basketball right around the corner. Preliminary schedule of games available for you if you check out the website, kgymradio.com. Also, while you're there, you can check out my relatively new blog. I've kept it low profile. Maybe you've seen me link to some of the pieces that I've written if you follow me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, but they've got a big old thing right on the front page now when you log on to KGYMRadio.com. Hawkeyes and Oregon, we've got about 90 seconds here before we step aside. Something strange in this one. Oregon's only a 4-point favorite, and Iowa has the experience on its side here. Oregon, as we mentioned, 6 freshmen, 4 sophomores, a young squad. Both of these teams are playing away from their home floors for the first time this season. Does Iowa keep this close and or win tonight, Alex?
Can I say I don't think so?
Yeah, you're not going to make me mad.
I don't think so, but I'm curious. I'm wondering the same question. I don't know. I really don't know. And there are so many question marks about this team. they're still there. They're going to be there after this game, no matter what happens. But I think Hawkeye fans are wondering if they can keep this close. I'm not convinced, but we'll find out.
My gut says that they lose this game tonight by about 8 or 9 points. The betting spread in Las Vegas is 4, and we'll find out. 2K Classic, Oregon and Iowa. Big test for the Hawkeyes. We'll break it down for you coming up on tomorrow's program. Love it or leave it, scheduled as well, plus a couple more giveaways, a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, and David Crosby tickets. They're yours for the taking if you join us tomorrow. That'll do it. If you missed anything from today's show, download the podcast at KGYMRadio.com now.